with Martin Bester.
We have a special guest on the show this morning. He is a producer at Carte Blanche and is doing some really in-depth investigation into the world of Zama Zamas. Very much in the news lately for all the wrong reasons. What are we dealing with here? So we now know these are men mostly that go down there, previously used mine shafts and dig for gold and other minerals and stuff. And by some accounts, pretty successful at doing it. And that's, of course, how the word gets out, Graham, that there's still gold down there or there's that down there and stuff. And that's how people get in there. Is it mostly foreigners?
We have, spending time with Zamas on many sites. And it's not just in Joburg, it's East Rand, West Rand,
sure.
Welkom, Klerksdorp, Stilfontein. All the old traditional mining areas do have Zamas. You often do find a lot of foreign people, and they're from anywhere from Lesotho to Mozambique, the Congo even.
Because the word got out.
The word got out. Mm-hmm. And also, back in the day, a lot of these guys came to South Africa to legally work for the mine.
You see.
They've sort of been left behind as well. So,
okay, now.
But a lot of South Africans as well at the same time.
Take us down there. What are we dealing with here? So these are guys that go down a mine shaft looking for gold and other anything they can find.
Minerals. You get chrome, copper, anything that's worth it.
And then from there, what, do they stay down there?
So going down those shafts is scary. It's not like a normal mine where you'd have lighting and you have support beams, you have all that kind of stuff. This is a shaft that they've dug out themselves. No safety, no lights, no electricity, no water. No toilets down there.
Oh, wow.
These guys go down and they'll often stay down for days, even weeks at a time.
Really?
The deeper they go, it just becomes too much of a mission to get back up. So they'll stay down there, they'll take whatever food, water they can with them. But there's a whole illicit economy around that with people who supply them with anything from normal hammers and chisels to dynamite that's been illegally bought, they blast down there. Again, with none of the safety sort of regulations that you typically see in a legit mine.
Mm-mm-mm.
So really scary, dark, dingy, dirty.
Yeah, and when it comes to the crime that happens around that, I mean, you can just imagine what happens down there, right?
Absolutely, and often down underground, they also face rival gangs. So if you've hit a shaft and word gets out very quickly, there's a lot of ore here, there's a lot of ore-bearing material.
Okay.
They'll have to fight for that shaft. And you have running gun battles underground.
Oh my goodness.
And these guys are heavily armed. You've got anything from handguns, 9mm pistols, to serious weapons like assault rifles, shotguns. I've seen Uzis.
What?
Uzis, literally, guys. So, and you don't know how much of that's happening down there. We've seen hundreds of people. We've seen thousands of people on some of these sites.
I think in our minds, we tend to think of Zama Zamas, former miners, men generally. But what blew my mind in the past week was the revelation that they're women, that they're children, they've got rooms, there's clothes, there's an economy. It's not just miners.
It's not just miners, Corley. You're absolutely right. And I think the attraction there for the youngsters is some of these Zamas do make good money. Not all of them, but some of them are seen as very wealthy people in their communities. So again, you've got that same sort of influence that the gangs have.
Gotcha.
Where I'm a young guy, I might not have a lot going for myself. Yeah. And this is what I'm seeing. This guy's driving a BMW. This guy's drinking. This guy's got the... Woman, it's the typical...
All has got cash.
So above ground habits scene. Happening below ground.
Definitely.
Gangster life.
Gangster life. So, yeah, I'm sure it could be very, as a young man, is that what... Where else am I going to go?
Yeah. Well, like any underworld, if it's the underworld of drugs, gangsterism, it's... I suppose it's attractive to a certain person.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the human trafficking aspect as well that seems to have emerged of late, especially with the children. Is that because they can operate better in a shaft, in a small space?
In the darkness.
It's difficult to tell. I haven't seen that many children down underground.
Okay.
I haven't often seen that. But what I have seen is the sort of support community around that. So people maybe go, and this could easily be children going down, taking down food, water, all those sort of ancillary stuff that they would need.
What happened last week?
Yeah, I was
going
to ask the exact same thing.
What happened there?
Guys, absolutely just...
I mean, what a horror show.
When I first got that news on a WhatsApp group that I'm on with sort of security people and other journalists and you name it, one of the people commented there and said, this is demonic.
Yeah.
And it just hit home because it's just so scary. And from what I can tell...
That group of people went there to shoot a music video.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And they had lots of models on the scene and they went to a part of Gauteng that is
notorious
and known for Zama Zama activity. So two things we shouldn't
what unit manager goes, this would be a great place for us to go and shoot a video,
but number one, but number two, if did the police know about the activity in that area?
The police are often, they've been there for years. We've covered stories with them in 2019 in that same area where they do go do raids. We've been on raids with them. So they do often try.
And now in the last week, since that demonic horror show, now they are arresting by the 100. I mean, what? We've arrested 100 illegal miners and Zama Zamas, etc., etc. Only now.
Yeah.
Why did they not do something before that to prevent such a horrible thing from happening?
That's a good question. I think if you speak to residents in that area, that's what they've been calling for years.
Yes.
They literally don't want to leave their houses at night. Taxi drivers won't drop them off there after dark.
So the police knew.
This is a dangerous area, and a lot of that is attributed to the Zama activities.
Are they scared
literally
of them?
Those mine dumps are literally around in kilometers and kilometers around where these people live. So this music video crew, I can imagine, you know, those dumps might be good visuals, whatever. But unfortunately, unwittingly, ended up in an area where... So me, Derek, the guys at Carte Blanche, we go into danger. Any journalist goes into dangerous areas. It's part of our job.
Yeah.
This is one of those areas where we don't go in unless we are really sure of ourselves. And if you enter those mining areas, you're uncomfortable even with armed security with you. There's just too much. It's wild west out
there.
As a man, absolutely terrifying.
Can you imagine? Definitely should not be an area where women should be walking around at all. How sad is it that is what it's what it's come to? Yeah.
The other thing that I worried about, thought about, is that a lot of miners, because you mentioned some guys are really just trying to get by, would have gotten caught up in this dragnet of police activity that's only just started now in the past couple of days. So there's no telling that they've even arrested the people who were responsible for the activity from this past week.
Scary, eh? We still haven't seen that connection through DNA. The police have said they're fast tracking that, but
so it could be 100 other guys,
100 of the wrong people.
Yeah,
not connected to the right.
Questions and comments coming in, and I'm need to just quickly do the news and stuff. But please hang around if you don't mind, Graham. There are so many other questions about what's happening underground. Can you even get there if you're the police? So many other questions that we are learning about this whole world that is happening above ground and under us. Can you believe it? Our guest on the show this morning, he's a Carte Blanche producer, Graham Kutsia. Thank you so much for being here. More coming up. As you will soon praat, 084-850-0942. Hey, wake up. Get
out of bed. Wake up with your morning family.
Good morning.
What up?
Breakfast with Martin Bester.